This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey everyone, please be seated.
Sit down.
Okay. Members of the jury, I want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation and you received no information. Is that correct? And have you been approached by anyone about this case since you were with us last?
No.
And have you reviewed any media coverage of this case since we were last here?
Sędzia sprawdza, czy ławnicy z nikim nie rozmawiali.
And y'all doing okay this morning? I asked a different question. Are y'all doing okay this morning? Trying to keep you on your toes. Okay. Members of the jury, our next witness is testifying from the Chicago area.
Nasz następny świadek zeznaje z Chicago.
And needs the services of a Polish interpreter.
Potrzebuje usług tłumacza polskiego.
Outside of your presence, I have sworn in both the interpreter and the witness.
Poza waszą obecnością przysięgi dokonał i tłumacz, i świadek.
So the witness will be testifying under oath just like every other witness has.
Świadek będzie zeznawał pod przysięgą, tak jak każdy inny świadek w sprawie.
Mr. Anderson, you may inquire.
Panie Anderson, może pan zadawać pytania.
I hope you do not mind if I just call you Regina.
Mam nadzieję, że nie będzie pani miała nic przeciwko temu, jeżeli będę się pani do pani zwracał jako Regina.
Dobrze, miło mi.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
You're Beata Kowalski's sister.
Czy pani jest siostrą Beaty Kowalski?
Tak, jestem.
Yes, I am.
Where do you live?
Gdzie pani mieszka?
Mieszkam w Chicago.
I live in Chicago.
How long have you lived there?
Jak długo pani tam mieszka?
21 lat.
21 years.
And where did you live before that?
Gdzie pani mieszka uprzednio?
Mieszkałam w Polsce.
I lived in Poland.
And when you moved, was Poland still under communist rule?
Kiedy pani,
been freed?
Kiedy pani przeprowadziła się do Stanów Zjednoczonych, czy Polska jeszcze dalej była pod władzą komunistyczną, czy już została wyzwolona?
Już została wyzwolona.
It had been freed.
For how long?
Jak długo?
Miałam 28 lat, jak w Polsce został obalony komunizm.
I was 28 years old when communism was toppled in Poland.
And how old would Beata been then?
Ile lat miała wtedy Beata?
Jak został obalony komunizm w Polsce, moja siostra miała 16 lat.
When communism was toppled in Poland, my sister was 16 years old.
So both you and your sister lived into your teens under communist rule?
Więc zarówno pani, jak i pani siostra będąc nastolatkami, żyły pod władzą komunistyczną.
Tak.
Yes.
And did that shape Beata's view of life from what you saw?
Czy to przeżycie w jakiś sposób ukształtowało poglądy Beaty na życie z tego, co pani mogła zobaczyć?
Tak.
Yes.
Nasi rodzice mówili nam, że trzeba walczyć o ważne sprawy. Nasz tata w czasie komunizmu należał do Związku Zawodowego Solidarność 1980.
Our parents told us that we should fight for things that are important to us. Our father belonged to the Solidarity Union movement.
Nasz tata był jednym z liderów tego ruchu, który walczył o prawa ludzi i walczył z komunizmem.
Our father was one of the leaders of the movement that fought for human rights and fought against communist rule.
Ma'am, are you reading off of something? This is Judge Carroll.
Sędzia pyta, czy pani czyta z notatek.
Mam notatki i patrzę, żebym po prostu powiedziała dobrze. Mogę korzystać z notatek moich?
I made some notes. I just want to make sure that I'm saying what I'm saying correctly. Am I allowed to use these notes?
Well, let's turn over your notes and not use them. If you need to use them, let us know beforehand, okay?
Sędzia prosi, żeby pani odwróciła notatki do góry nogami, nie używała ich. Jeżeli pani będzie je potrzebowała, proszę o tym powiadomić sędziego. Yes, Your Honor.
Not to get into too much of a history lesson, but was the solidarity movement under Lech Walesa the beginning of the fall of communism in Eastern Europe?
Nie chcemy tutaj wchodzić w lekcję historii, ale chciałem pani zadać pytanie, czy ruch Solidarności pod kierownictwem Wałęsy był jedną z przyczyn upadku komunizmu.
Interpreter, hold on a second. Sustain. Tell her not to answer that question.
Ma pani nie odpowiadać, dlatego że adwokat strony drugiej wniósł sprzeciw. Sędzia ten sprzeciw uwzględnił, że to nie jest istotne.
From the way that you and your sister were raised, do you believe that there was an inherent distrust of government from being under communist rule?
Czy z tego, tak jak pani i pani siostra były wychowane przez rodziców, czy zgodziłaby się pani z tym, że był jakby zakodowany brak zaufania wobec instytucji rządowych?
Nie wiem, na ile moja siostra pamiętała, ale myślę, że miało to duży wpływ na nią, ponieważ nasz tata został internowany i osądzony w więzieniu jako więzień polityczny i nie było go pół roku.
I don't know exactly how much of this affected my sister, but I would think it had affected her because our father had been imprisoned by the government authorities for a period of 6 months.
Nasz tato został internowany w grudniu, 13 grudnia 1981 roku na oczach swoich małych dzieci.
Our father was interned on December 13th, 1981. He was arrested, taken in, while his small children were watching this happen.
Tato został zabrany z domu i nie wiedzieliśmy, gdzie on przebywa.
Our father was taken from his house, and we didn't know where he was being taken to.
Did this? Go ahead. She can continue.
To na pewno było wielkie przeżycie dla niej, dla ośmioletniego dziecka. Jeszcze do tego naszej mamy nie było, bo kilka miesięcy wcześniej pojechała do Stanów Zjednoczonych.
It was a very impactful experience for an 8-year-old. My sister was 8 years old. Additionally, so because our mother had not been at home, she was in the United States at the time.
Okay, ma'am, we need to wait for the next question before we
say anything else.
Musimy czekać na następne pytanie, zanim, to znaczy pani musi czekać na następne pytanie, zanim pani będzie kontynuować od pytania do pytania. Adwokat chciał mieć sprzeciw, mówiąc, że na bazie istotności. Sędzia nie zaakceptował sprzeciwu, ale musi pani czekać na następne pytanie, a odpowiadać tylko na pytanie, które jest zadane.
Were you and your sister taught to assert yourselves in order to get something done with a bureaucracy?
Czy panią i panią, pani siostrę uczono tego, żeby być asertywnym, żeby być pewnym siebie w konfrontacji z biurokracją, żeby po prostu domagać się swego? Może pani odpowiedzieć?
Myślę, że tak. Rodzice nam wpajali to zawsze, że trzeba walczyć o swoje i stawiali nasi rodzice na edukację nas.
I believe so. Our parents always taught us to stick up for ourselves and to educate ourselves as best we could.
So, was the Roman Catholic religion important in your family?
Czy wiara rzymskokatolicka religia była ważna w rodzinie pani?
Tak, była bardzo ważna i jest.
Yes, it was and still is very important.
How often did you get to see your sister once she moved to the United States?
Jak często widywała pani siostrę od czasu, kiedy ona przeprowadziła się do Stanów Zjednoczonych?
Kiedy ja przyjechałam ze swoją rodziną do Stanów Zjednoczonych, Beata wyszła za mąż i założyła swoją rodzinę. I spotykaliśmy się bardzo często.
After I had moved to the United States, Beata had married, she had her own family, and we met very frequently.
Is that how you pronounce Beata's name in Polish?
Czy tak się wymawia imię Beaty po polsku?
Beata, a w domu mówiliśmy na nią Benia.
Polish pronunciation is Beata. At home, she was called Benia. Benia.
So, did you have the opportunity to observe Beata's interaction with her children, with Kyle and
pani,
Maya?
Czy miała pani okazję obserwować interakcje między Beatą a jej dziećmi?
Tak, tak. Beata, jak mieszkała na przedmieściach Chicago, w Elmhurst, tutaj urodziły się jej dzieci. Spotykałyśmy się bardzo często na urodzinach swoich dzieci, na świętach, pomagałyśmy sobie nawzajem. Była
yes.
bardzo dobrą matką.
Przepraszam. When she was married and had children, we would meet very often. We would meet for family holidays and on other occasions. She was a very good mother. We met quite frequently.
And when you spoke, did you speak Polish?
Kiedy spotykałyście się, czy mówiłyście po polsku?
Tak, mówiliśmy po polsku. Jej dzieci chodziły do polskiej szkoły raz w tygodniu, by uczyć się języka polskiego i Beatka mówiła zawsze do nich po polsku.
Yes, we spoke Polish. The children went to Saturday school to learn Polish and Beata always spoke to them in Polish.
At the time Beata passed, how well were the children doing in communicating with the rest of the family in Polish?
Wtedy, kiedy odeszła Beata, na ile z powodzeniem mogły się komunikować dzieci z resztą rodziny po polsku?
Kiedy po tragicznej śmierci mojej siostry kontakt z jej dziećmi był bardzo znikomy.
After the tragic death of my sister, the contact that we had with her children was very sporadic.
Before that, were they coming along in the Polish language so that you could communicate easily directly with them?
Pytanie jest, czy przed śmiercią Beaty, jak na ile dobry był ich polski, czy mogła pani się z nimi swobodnie porozumiewać w języku polskim?
Tak, mogłam się porozumiewać. Spotykałyśmy się, przytulaliśmy się nawzajem. Dzieci bardzo mnie lubiały,
yes,
naszą mamę, babcię.
I could freely communicate with them in Polish. We hugged, we had a very good time. They were very close to me and their grandmother.
And when was the last time you spoke with either Kyle or Maya?
Kiedy to było ostatnim razem, kiedy pani rozmawiała albo z Kyle, albo z Mają?
Z Mają i z Kajem wysyłamy sobie text message, bo najlepiej nam się w ten sposób porozumiewać. Nie dzwonimy do siebie, tylko SMS-ujemy.
Yes, sir.
Is one of the two texts running this through the system? So the jury can see. Okay.
Pytanie jest, czy jurorzy widzą okay. Pani obraz. Teraz się pani obraz pojawił.
Catch.
Zniknęłam.
Sorry about that.
Oh my God.
Should I interpret the question?
Yeah. I can't even remember the question.
The question was whether. Whether Ms. Kmiel had communicated, when was the last time she had communicated with the children?
That was the question, please.
Kiedy pani, jeszcze raz, jak pani odpowiedziała na to pytanie, kiedy pani ostatni raz miała kontakt z dziećmi?
Z dziećmi mojej siostry kontaktujemy się codziennie przez SMS-y. Nie dzwonimy do siebie, dlatego że one nie mówią już po polsku, a ja tylko troszkę mówię po angielsku.
I contact the children regularly. We communicate through text messages. We contact each other every day. Text messages are a better mode of communication because the children no longer speak English well. And I don't speak, I'm sorry, no longer speak Polish well. And I don't speak English well enough to have a fluid conversation.
So without Beata, has it become more difficult for the children to communicate with your side of the family?
Czy bez Beaty jest w tej chwili trudniej dzieciom komunikować się z pani stroną rodziny?
Tak, teraz jest bardzo trudno, dlatego że Beata, moja siostra, była łącznikiem między nami.
It has become. May I ask the witness just to, you know,
yes,
no more than two sentences. Proszę panią nie więcej niż dwa zdania, tak jak się umawialiśmy, bo mnie potem jest trudno wszystko przetłumaczyć. Yes, the exchange has become much more difficult right now because Beata was the intermediary who was bringing us together. So it is more difficult now.
Did you have an opportunity to observe your sister's interaction with Maya and Kyle on those occasions you were together?
Czy miała pani okazję obserwować Beatę w relacjach z jej dziećmi, z Kyle i z Mają, w tych momentach, kiedy byłyście razem?
Tak.
Yes, I did.
Describe for the jury, from your position as an aunt, how Maya interacted with her children. What kind of mother was she?
Jeżeli pani mogłaby opisać ze swojej pozycji jako ciocia, jak Beata, jaka była interakcja między Beatą i jej dziećmi, jakiego rodzaju była mamą?
Jak Kajo, drugie dziecko, Beata urodziła, jak pamiętam zaraz...
When Beata gave birth to the second child, Kaja, I remember...
Jej dziecko miało problemy z krwią jako noworodek.
The child had problems with blood as a toddler.
I Kajo został zabrany do innego szpitala po porodzie.
And Kajo was taken to another hospital immediately after birth.
To ona wypisała się ze szpitala położniczego i pojechała za nim.
Beata had signed herself out of the OB hospital she was with, and she went with the child.
chory Majo miał, co pamiętam, 8 razy przetaczaną krew od swojej mamy. Ratowała jego życie.
When Kyle was ill, he had 8 blood transfusions. Transfusions that were the source of the blood was the mother's blood, and that saved his life.
Z tego co pamiętam, Beata, moja siostra, była bardzo dobrą matką. Pamiętam, jak założyła dla niego taką książeczkę.
From what I remember, Beata was a very good mother. I remember where she instituted a booklet for him.
Taki pamiętnik, jak była w ciąży, prowadziła pamiętnik dla małego Kaja.
It was a diary that she had written while she was pregnant for her child to read in the future.
I jak pewnego razu byłam u niej na wizycie i oglądałam tą książeczkę, jak ona dokładnie pisała, jak co czuła, jak donosiła pod swoim sercem.
One of the times when I was there, I had a chance to look at the booklet and read it, and she was very precise in recounting how she felt when she carried him under her heart during her pregnancy.
Pisała praktycznie każdego dnia w tym pamiętniku do Kaja. Pisała go swoją ręką i swoim sercem.
She wrote practically every day. She wrote with her heart and with her hand.
Natomiast Maja, jej córeczka, bardzo, bardzo ją kochała.
She loved her daughter Maja very, very much.
Maja, gdy była tutaj zdrowa w Ermpus, razem z rodzicami jeździła na łyżwach. Byliśmy na takim pokazie na tych łyżwach.
When Maya was healthy, she would go with her parents to go ice skating. We went to see ice skating shows.
Słuchaliśmy jej nagrań, ponieważ Maya pięknie grała na pianinie.
And Maya played the piano very, very well, wonderfully, so we would listen to recordings of her playing the piano.
Kiedy Maja z rodziną przeprowadziła się na Florydę do Venice.
Oh, when Maja with her family had moved to Florida, to Venice.
I wkrótce, myślę, że tak 2 lata.
And within, I think, was 2 years.
Maja zachorowała.
Maja became sick.
I Beata informowała nas i opowiadała o wszystkim, o jej zmaganiach z tą chorobą.
Beata informed us about all the details. She told us about all of Maya's struggles in fighting the ailment.
Ma'am, you need to wait for the next question.
Proszę poczekać na następne pytanie.
From what you saw, understanding most parents hopefully have a strong parental instinct, did Beata have a particularly strong parental protective instinct towards her children because of what she'd been through?
I'm going to check the foundation.
Going to overrule that. You can translate.
Mogę przetłumaczyć, sędzia pozwolił. Pytanie było takie, że zakładając, że większość rodziców ma instynkt opiekuńczy wobec swoich dzieci, czy powiedziałaby pani, że Beata miała wyjątkowo silny instynkt opiekuńczy wobec swoich dzieci?
Beata była zwykłą mamą, tak jak wszystkie dobre mamy.
Beata was a normal mother, just like any other good mother. I'm not sure that the witness understood
right.
Your question.
Can you translate the parental instinct to protect her children? And I'm trying to ask, was Beata's more than
Stop.
Normal?
Just ask a normal question, and he'll translate.
I'll try it.
I'll object to the extent this is calling for care for
evidence. You'll need to translate our discussion. Just ask your next question.
Right. Did Beata have a strong instinct to protect Kyle and Maya from what you saw.
Okay, I'm going to sustain the objection. Let's go to the next question.
All right.
W tej chwili podtrzymał obiekcję sędzia, więc przechodzimy do następnego pytania.
So since Beata's death, how much less are you testified you see them less? How much less are you able to see Kyle and Maya and they you?
Od czasu śmierci Beaty, na ile mniej jest pani w stanie widywać się z dziećmi, na ile mniej one są w stanie widywać się z panią?
Po śmierci Beaty widziałam dzieci dwa razy.
After Beata's death, I had seen the children on two occasions.
Razem z moją rodziną, z moją mamą, która je wychowywała. Mama moja do tej pory bardzo rozpacza, że nie widzi swoich wnuków, którymi się opiekowała.
When I had seen them, I was in the company of my mother, their grandmother, who raised them, who also raised them, and she is despondent about the fact that she can't see them more.
Brings up a good point. Now, who is in the United States from your side of the family that the children would be able to interact with?
Kto jest w tej chwili od pani strony rodziny w Stanach Zjednoczonych, tak żeby dzieci mogły mieć jakby interakcję, widzieć się z tymi osobami, które są w Stanach Zjednoczonych?
My tu mieszkamy wszyscy. Jest moja druga siostra, Elżbieta, jest mój brat, Piotr, mama.
Momencik. We all live here. There is my sister, Elżbieta, my brother, Piotr. Proszę.
Jest siostrzenica Klaudia.
There is my niece Klaudia.
I moje dzieci, a mam ich pięcioro.
Wszyscy, and my children, and I have five children.
Wszyscy czekamy na wizyty Mai i Kaja.
We all eagerly await Maya's and Kyle's visits.
Any cousins around their age? Czy mają,
czy są kuzyni mniej więcej w ich wieku? Maja i Kyle.
Moje dzieci są dużo starsi. Mój syn jest ojcem chrzestnym Kaja.
My children are quite a bit older. My son is Kyle's godfather.
And so now has that contact with your side of the family been reduced now that it's been a few years since Beata's passing?
Pytanie jest, czy od śmierci Beaty ten kontakt został zmniejszony?
Bardzo został zmniejszony.
It has been reduced to a great degree.
Po śmierci Beaty rodzina się rozsypała. Wszyscy po prostu nie mogą sobie z tym poradzić.
After Beata's death, the family fell apart. We can't cope with the situation.
Is there any doubt in your mind that Beata would give her life for her children?
Czy ma pani jakiekolwiek wątpliwości, że Beata oddałaby swoje życie za dzieci?
Objection, relevance, foundation.
Establish the foundation.
Sustained.
Nie mogę tego, znaczy sędzia nie pozwala na odpowiedzi na to pytanie.
And do you hope for more communication with Maya and Kyle in the future?
Czy ma pani nadzieję na to, że będzie pani miała więcej kontaktu z Kyle i z Mają w przyszłości?
Mam nadzieję, że się będziemy spotykać.
I'm hopeful that we will be able to meet. Proszę dalej.
Może już wkrótce przyjadą do nas na wesele.
Hopefully, maybe they will come to visit us soon for the wedding.
Your witness. Thank you, Regina.
Mr. Hughes, your turn.
Teraz będzie adwokat obrony zadawał pani pytania.
May it please the court. morning, ma'am. Thank you for coming in. I'm sorry for your loss.
Dzień dobry pani, dziękuję za to, że się pani pojawiła. Jest mi przykro z powodu straty, jaką pani doznała.
Does Mr. Kowalski, Jack Kowalski, make arrangements for you and the family here in Florida to get together?
Czy pan Kowalski, Jack Kowalski, aranżuje takie możliwości, żeby pani rodzina mogła się spotkać z dziećmi?
Trudno mi powiedzieć, dlatego że to Beata była tym łącznikiem, jak żyła.
It is difficult for me to say because Beata was the instigator of family gatherings.
To jest, my mieszkamy w Chicago, oni mieszkają w Venice.
We live in Chicago, they live in Venice.
My mówimy w języku polskim, troszkę po angielsku tylko.
We speak Polish, just a little bit of English.
Jacek mówi tylko po angielsku, nie mówi po polsku.
Jacek speaks only English, he does not speak Polish.
When was the last time that Mr. Kowalski made attempts to meet with the side of the family that's in Chicago?
Kiedy ostatnim razem pan Kowalski próbował się spotkać z rodziną, która mieszka w Chicago?
Jacek z dziećmi po śmierci Beaty był tutaj dwa razy z wizytą.
After Beata's death, Jacek and the children were here in Chicago twice.
I don't have any other questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Nie mam więcej pytań, dziękuję.
Mr. Anderson, any more questions?
Nothing further.
Pan Anderson też nie ma więcej pytań.
Hold on a second, ma'am. The jury might have questions.
Jeszcze pani poczeka, bo być może ławnicy będą mieli pytania.
Members of the jury, anyone have questions?
Ławnicy nie mają pytań.
Okay, seeing no questions, may this witness be excused at this time.
Yes, on behalf of plaintiffs.
Czy nie, ponieważ nie ma więcej pytań, czy możemy podziękować świadkowi?
Thank you for being with us, ma'am. You're free to go.
Dziękuję za to, że pani była z nami. Może pani już skończyć swoje zeznanie. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And your next witness.
Laura Vose, by deposition.
Judge, can we approach briefly?
Sure. And this one's on video as well? This deposition's on video?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, Your Honor, I do ask... I'm sorry. Can we tell the jury the date the depositions are taken? Because it's not. Can
it's
we approach?
It's on the bottom of the screen, but.
Okay.
I think he's gonna.
Sure. The answer is yes. Let's see if I can do the lights again. Is that too much light over there? Tell me. I'll keep adjusting it. That's the right one.
That's good. And we get a light show.
Like I said, there's like 9 switches here. Or not switches, buttons. Okay, let's play the next deposition, please. Natalie, did you know how to do the lights?
No.
All right.
Judge, should we do an instruction? This may be our first. Is this our first depo?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just tell you the instruction anyway. As a reminder, depositions were done under oath prior to you coming here. You're to treat them just like all the other evidence in this case.
Okay.
There you go. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Laura Ann Vos.
And is that an MD?
DO.
And what the DO stands for again?
Doctor of Osteopathy.
And at your present hospital, are you on any committees?
Yes.
What committees?
I am on the ethics committee. I am on a pediatric surgical performance improvement committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dr. Vos, we are, as I said, in follow-up to your last deposition, I think your only deposition in this case, which was taken Thursday, November 14th at 2019. Do you remember giving that deposition?
Yes.
And have you had the opportunity to read that deposition in the interim?
Yes.
Right. Did you mark out any changes or corrections on an errata sheet?
I would like to defer to Howard whether or not I had filled out one form regarding my cell phone.
All right. So that's a maybe?
Yes.
And during the course of that deposition, I advised you that at any time you did not understand my question or you're having difficulty answering it, I ask that you tell me out loud on the record so I can change it to make it easier to answer. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And we agreed that in the event that you did not say anything, we all, judge, jury, all of us could understand you understood the question and are answering it to the best of your abilities, right?
Yes.
Okay. From 2017 to 2020, basically the time after Maya finally left Johns Hopkins, to the time you left Johns Hopkins, did your position change at all?
No.
Did you continue to work on certain committees?
Yes.
And what were those committees?
Not having the list in front of me.
Best you can do.
Their ethics committee, mm-hmm. There was a PICU committee there. I would have to actually pull up my CV to be able to tell you all of the committees that I was on at that time.
Well, the reason I was asking you is that you said in the first text, I think we're going to talk about, you've been busy with an ethics consult. So I take it that as of the time that Beata Kowalski committed suicide, you were on that ethics committee?
Yes.
The cell phone that we're talking about here, I wanted to read just the last four digits. I didn't want to put the whole thing in the record. Where that's the one that is 9979.
That's not my personal cell phone.
Okay. I think that was the hospital's?
Possibly.
Okay. That's the one that appears next to your, I take to be your statements here in the text. All right. And what number did you send the texts from? And just for clarification, it is the text that began to be discussed today, learned today that ketamine girl's mom committed suicide yesterday. And all I'm trying to establish is whose phone was that, yours or the hospital's?
That one was mine.
So one of the statements in this is, I've been busy with an ethics consult, so I haven't done anything about order sets yet. I wanted to find out more about the Ethics Committee, was this something where you had calls to, I guess, intervene or to analyze ethical issues?
Yes.
And so what did you do? Not particularly for this one, but in general, when you got a call?
We would take in the information from whoever requested a consult, review the record, talk to all of the parties involved. Then we would convene a subgroup of the committee to have people come and present and to review the records, and involved parties were then excused, and the committee then would discuss recommendations.
And then if there was an outcome, if there was a decision, a recommendation, who did you make a recommendation to?
We would write a formal consult and put it in the chart.
What human being within the hospital, if you had to report to management, who would you report to?
We would fall under the medical executive committee. We also had administrative management that we reported to as well. So for example, Joe Perno would have been aware of the ethics committee activities.
What was the test to determine whether the ethics committee should consider a case?
We would get the request. We would determine whether or not there was an ethical issue at question. Sometimes it would be more of a legal issue than a ethical issue or a communication issue. So we would try to address.
Sorry, go ahead.
We would try to address what the specific ethical question was.
To make the cut, so to speak, for committee review, was there any guidelines? Were there any guidelines for you? In other words, I'm assuming you didn't take up matters involving just a disagreement among nurses or social workers or anything like that. Would it be something that would involve a doctor as a requirement?
It would not necessarily have to involve a doctor. It could be anyone was allowed to place a consult or request something to be reviewed. So it could be inter-service related or patient physician related.
All right. After the time that you learned that Beata Kowalski had committed suicide, was there an ethics committee convened to review what happened?
No.
Why not?
There was no request for one, and we also usually did consults during current hospitalizations if a case involved a patient.
All right, so the committee itself never took it upon itself to bring up a matter. It had to have a complainant.
We did not bring up this case.
Let me try this. How could you decide if something was ethical or unethical if the ethics committee never took it up?
Again, there was no request. If there had been a request to look at it, then it would have been looked at. If a concern had been raised internally or an external person had asked for something to be reviewed.
So the answer is, in that situation, no one would be reviewing the issue. True?
It would be reviewed if someone had requested a review.
Okay. What about in the 3 months of Maya's hospitalization preceding the suicide? Did anyone bring up any ethical issues about her care?
There were no requests for the ethics committee to evaluate the case.
Was there ever any investigation at all of what happened to Maya Kowalski by the ethics committee?
No.
And after Maya's mother committed suicide, was there any investigation into the ethics of how she was treated?
No.
Would you agree with me that using the term ketamine girl is a bit dehumanizing?
It basically sort of is a euphemism to not use her name in a text.
Okay. Well, you're not answering my question. In retrospect, wouldn't you say that the term ketamine girl is a bit dehumanizing?
I probably could have used a better choice, but I was trying not to use her name. I'm not aware of that. No.
Can you say, as you sit here today, that you didn't refer to her as Maya in different conversations to other doctors? On the phone, that is.
I'm not aware one way or the other with 100% okay. certainty.
How many ketamine girls were there at All Children's at this time?
Well, I had used that as a euphemism because it was unique, kind of given her history and
did you ever refer to her as ketamine girl to her name, to her face?
No.
To her mother?
No.
To her father?
No.
So how is ketamine girl not an identifier if MK is the only girl being kept there because of ketamine?
I see it more as an identifier for people that would be familiar with her case, but not something from somebody outside to be able to connect.
All right.
Specifically to a person.
You're sure that none of the nurses or social workers or other doctors also referred to her as ketamine girl from time to time?
I have no idea.
All right. You said, sorry to say my prediction was correct. You were predicting Beata's suicide, were you not?
Prediction probably was not a good word, but more related on my previous experience of a case during residency. So it may have been more of a speculation than a prediction.
You have a doctorate level education, do you not?
Yes.
All right. So when you say words, you choose what words are appropriate, do you not?
I like to think that I do, but in a text, sometimes you don't think and edit and re-edit. And as a human, you sometimes use words that probably would not be the best words to use.
Okay. So tell us when you say my prediction, please. Define my prediction, what it was.
I had had a previous experience during residency where there was a child who the court had determined was Munchausen's by proxy, and that mother had committed suicide. So it was based on a previous experience.
And where did that happen?
That happened at All Children's.
And when?
I believe it was in my internship year, which would have been 1994 to 1995.
And tell me what the facts were, without mentioning names, obviously, that you believe caused that mother to commit suicide.
I don't have the details. I know as a resident, I believe I might have seen that child one time in the emergency room, and then there was an investigation and she had committed suicide, and that's basically all of the details that I know of that case.
Who were you predicting this to? Who was the recipient of this prediction?
Some of it was my own thoughts, and I believe I had maybe a passing conversation after caring for Maya with a coworker, just saying that I had had a previous experience and that's what had happened.
So by the time Bia committed suicide, you had already gone through one with a mother committing suicide, right?
I knew of one, yes.
And you knew the signs of someone who was about to commit suicide from that experience, did you not?
I didn't have any involvement with that patient or family during that period of the investigation and afterwards. I had seen her.
And yet it came immediately to mind when you heard that Beata had taken her own life, did it not?
It came to mind.
All right. And then there is a response, or is this you? I know we did the right thing, but this is really effed up. I feel bad. Is that you, or is that Ms. Tepa, Dr. Tepa Sanchez?
That's Dr. Tepa.
And did you share her concerns that this was effed up?
I shared my concern that I felt bad about the situation.
All right. So you felt bad. And then you expressed this by saying, don't know all the details, but I think the courts and the psychiatrist finally called it what it was. I had another mother do the same thing. We definitely did the right thing for the child. All right, taking this last sentence, we definitely did the right thing for the child. The right thing being what?
That I believe that as a group and an organization that we advocated for Maya, raised concerns, and allowed the process to continue for the appropriate people to look into what was going on in the hopes of having a good medical outcome for Maya.
You do know that Maya did not have a good medical outcome for more than 3 years and still suffers from pain, do you not?
I'm not involved with her care, so I don't know directly what's been going on with Maya.
Did you ever check on Maya to determine whether this statement was correct? We definitely did the right thing for the child.
What do you mean by check on?
Call her, follow up in any way.
No, I didn't.
Or talk to Dr. Wassenauer, her pediatrician.
No, I had no follow-up contact with Maya.
Did you ever call Dr. Wassenauer to ask him what his feelings were?
No.
And then it says OMG, that means oh my God.
Yes.
And then, well, I really hope she has a chance of a better life now. Is that you or is that Dr. Tepa Sanchez?
That's Dr. Tepa.
And did you believe that Maya was better off without her mother?
I think it's sad when any child loses a parent. However, you know, if the investigation was proceeding and found that that was leading to harm for Maya, and that Maya, you know, perhaps Maya now would have a better opportunity to have some other therapies and not be under the high doses of drugs to be able to succeed at school, to be able to do well.
So you actually believed that Beata Kowalski was doing something harmful to her daughter?
I think that, the process of evaluation was underway, and that is that we allowed the system to work and the people that were appropriate to make those investigations and determinations were involved.
All right. And then it says, well, I really hope she has a better life now. That's, again, Dr. Tepa Sanchez.
Yes.
Do you have any remorse to this day? Evidenced by anything in these text messages?
I feel sad about the whole situation, and I feel sad that she chose to take her life. But I'm hopeful that Maya now has been able to be more active and participate in her life and do more things.
Okay. And you saw her toes, feet turned inward towards each other? The dystonia?
I don't recall if I ever examined her feet on night call.
You never saw her feet. Okay. When you saw Maya, though, she was perfectly civil and nice to you, was she not?
She was, she didn't really talk much to me that I recall. She was on her phone the first time I saw her. She was playing on her phone. She did not personally swear at me.
You saw her 10 times, and each time that you saw her, she acted like a 10-year-old, 11-year-old girl, did she not?
Some of the times she was sleeping.
Well, I think 10 and 11-year-old girls sleep occasionally.
Correct.
So, but the point being, your medical records do not reveal any denial of her being in pain. So when you say, let's me see what she does with pain tonight before doing CT, you realized that there was, I don't want to call it a threat, but a possibility that that performing a CT could cause her some discomfort, aggravate the pain, in other words. True?
Yes, there was a potential for that.
So you were the chairman of the ethics committee at this time in 2017, were you not?
Yes.
Still to this day, there has been no retrospective on what happened.
Okay, up to the point that I was at All Children's, there's not been an investigation. I cannot testify to what has happened since I left.
Does that complete the plan of the deposition?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, members of the jury, I think this is a good time for a morning break. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information.
All right.
Any issues we need, the jury's out of our presence. Any issues we need to address before we take a break?
None.
Do we have the time breakdown on that deposition?
That was all the plaintiff, Your Honor.
Okay, so can you tell me how long it specifically was?
Yes, Your Honor. It's 23 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay. Thank you all. We'll be in recess for 10 minutes.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money. Inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.